And we are back on the KYMN Morning Show, joined now by, from the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, organizers of Crazy Days. We have Jane Bartho and Rachel Trinko with us. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Thanks. Oh, doing really good.
Good. It's almost Crazy Days.
Every day is Crazy Days.
But not as crazy as tomorrow. Tomorrow's exactly. The craziest one of all. The annual summer, I guess, tradition. I don't know how long Crazy Days has been going on, but it's for a lot of years. It predates my arrival in Northfield.
Yeah, I've tried. I've asked Kryn at the Rare Pair because... Kryn knows everything. She couldn't even tell you how far back it goes. So that's how far back it goes.
I have seen pictures from the 70s of Crazy Days back then, mid-70s. You know, Bob Jacobson pushing a bed down the street with Maggie Lee in it and a few other people. That was kind of interesting. But yeah, they did crazy things. But it's coming up tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have it towards the end of July every year, usually the last Thursday
in
July. And this year is going to be another one of those great years. You know what the forecast is tomorrow?
Oh, it's going to be a Chamber of Commerce kind of day.
75 and sunny. It's
exactly.
Like, how perfect could that be?
Well, we just heard that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have, this is a cute story, yeah. So I'm going to have Rachel tell you the story.
Watching the weather, and Belinda Johnson said that, yeah, tomorrow's going to be a Chamber of Commerce kind of a day. I'm like, what did she mean by that? So I looked it up, and it pretty much means it's going to be an absolute beautiful day for people to visit small towns or move your business to a town and stuff. So, yeah, I did a shout out on our social media, and Belinda Johnson shared it on her Facebook page too. And we're BFFs now. We're famous.
Yeah. All right.
So that's what a Chamber's kind of day. Yeah. So pretty much means beautiful weather. So,
yeah.
Fits perfect for tomorrow.
And someone just told me on Monday it's going to be a Chamber of Commerce kind of day. I'm like, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it is going to be just a wonderful day tomorrow. We have, boy, a lot of course, it's focused on downtown Northfield, but it's not just downtown businesses because we have the streets open. A lot of people bringing their wares from all over town. You have a lot of vendors again this year. Good list.
We do. We've got about 30 businesses that aren't on Division that are coming to Division with booths and wares and things, and we're also pushing business out. Like Used a Bit is celebrating at their store, the Clothing Closet. So we've got a sign down there. We're trying to drive business down there. Slumberland wants in as well, but can't bring all their stuff down here. So their anniversary sale's coming up, 30% off at quite a few things at Slumberland. So we're driving crazy businesses, driving business to just their own sites as well.
All right. What are some of the activities that will be going on?
We've got two food trucks this year. We've got Uncle B's Barbecue coming from 7 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
He does have a breakfast, but he's got a really good barbecue as well. There's a new chamber member called Aubriton. It's a food truck out of Farmington. It's not even a food truck. It's a catering service out of Farmington. And they're bringing a special menu. If you were at the Home and Garden Show, they served up mac and cheese with barbecue pulled pork on top. Oh, really, really good.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to be set up on Bridge Square. And mac and cheese, I can't remember what their menu is. It's going to be on our website today. We've got the Northfield Hockey Association is going to be doing some hockey tricks on rollerblades, and Tin Tea is going to be having egg rolls down on Bridge Square.
You know, we had the owner in, the young lady who started Tin Tea just a few weeks ago. Yeah. Well, boy, she is just what a breath of fresh air. And I've been meaning to go in there, so I'm going to have to try that tomorrow, Tin Tea.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I have no idea what bubble tea. I've never had bubble tea.
It's good. There's so many choices.
It sounds frightening, but I'm going to have it anyway.
You'll be surprised. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
All right. So there'll be another one of the exhibitors, and boy, you have... Yeah, I'm looking at the list. You emailed this morning or last night or sometime the Crazy Days map, which has Division Street lined up from 3rd all the way through to 9th Street. 9th Street. That's 6th Street. Excuse me, I have that upside down. I was going to say, what are you going down to 9th Street for?
Scared me.
But to 6th Street.
We got to be sure to get Sissy's on 7th.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't close down all those streets, but Paisley Gardens has great deals. Sissy's does. So be sure to go on past 5th Street. There's more deals.
If you go down to the River Park Mall, you can visit the stores in the River Park Mall. You can come back up through Sissy's or vice versa. Reverse it if you want to. But, don't forget that little quadrant of downtown.
Right.
And she'll have a table, too, outside with some good clearance items, too. So.
And that's what it's so much of it is about. You know, it's a lot of summer merchandise that will be on sale, great deals. And a lot of stores already have some of their, you know, fall and winter stuff in, too. So you'll be able to take a look at some of the new stuff as well.
Both. Shop for all seasons.
Early school shopping.
And we've got the traditional hula hoop contest. The Rare Pair will host a hula hoop contest at 2 o'clock, and that is so fun to watch.
Yeah,
if you've never seen it, or participate.
For our listeners, Jane's the 4-time defending champion with the hula hoop, so get down there to see that.
You know what, Jeff? That reminds me. You know, at Girls Night Out, you were going to be wearing the pink boa and stuff, and you never did, so I think we should bring the pink boa for you, and then you can hula hoop tomorrow.
I don't remember any of that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah. You must have
caught me in a horrible moment or something.
It is crazy days. Also new this year, we've got a rock climbing wall. So that's going to be kind of fun.
All right.
I've never seen it. It comes up out of the back of a semi-trailer and goes up 2 stories, he said.
Wow. Where is that? I'm looking at the map. Where is that going to be at?
That is going to be in front of Bierman's, between Bierman's and the fish store, kind of right in that area. So I'm kind of anxious to see that. It is Army or ROTC kind of traveling exhibit that they do, kind of raising awareness for themselves, but also providing activities for the community.
All right.
So I'm anxious to see that,
too. Yeah, it should be fun.
We also have, after the hula hoop contest, I believe Pam is coming down from the newspaper to do a newspaper toss.
Mm-hmm.
So just a few, interactive kinds of things. What else? Just, you got to come
many
down
other
and
things.
See it to believe it.
I mean, we've got
classic
a long list of stuff.
Later on, there'll be the classic cars and Jeeps, too, on
the 500 block.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking a little bit this morning with Rhonda, talking about the car show she was referring to will be along in front of the VFW on that side of the road. The Sundowners love their cars, and they love a reason to get out and get together. And so they've been a longstanding tradition for Crazy Days. And the other side are going to be a bunch of Jeeps. So if you love old cars, love Jeeps, come down after 4:30, 5 o'clock. They'll be there for the evening part of Crazy Days.
All right.
Lots to see there, too. And they love to answer questions about their vehicles.
Yeah. What time does this all start?
7 a.m.
7 a.m.
to 7 p.m.
Bright and early. So we'll be talking about that, I'm sure, tomorrow morning.
Oh, I hope so.
And once again, so many merchants are involved there. Come on down to downtown Northfield. It's fun for the whole family. Hopefully you can play hooky for the day. The kids don't have school, and you can get down. And if you do have to work, it's open till what, 7 o'clock at night?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Cool. And the Chamber also is doing, for every, if you want to purchase Chamber Bucks, for every $100 you spend, you get $10 free, up to $1,000. So
10% savings
on
real money.
Yes.
Almost like real money.
Almost like real money.
So come by our booth right by Briggs Square before you shop, and then you can use it at most of the...
Great idea.
Yeah, it really is, especially with, Rich was saying Christmas was 5 months from yesterday, or 2 days ago. I'm not ready to start thinking about that yet.
This would be a great place to go Christmas shopping.
Yeah, just get, the Chamber Box, I'm pointing, is that you can save, 10% on all that. You know, if you get a couple hundred bucks with the Chamber Box, then in November and December, when you're doing your Christmas shopping, it's like instant savings.
Yeah. I mean, Santa's busy, man, all year round.
There you go. What else do we need to know?
Well, one more crazy thing for all you business people listening out there. We've decided to run a chamber, if you want to join the chamber, on Thursday or Friday, half price. So it's 50% off our business level to join the Chamber of Commerce for a year. So we thought we would try something crazy, and we just decided that yesterday.
That's that's a great
promotion.
Got
board approval, so it wasn't just me. It wasn't just Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll blast it out there, and we hope anybody listening can call, ask questions, come down, talk to us at Crazy Days if you can find us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our booth is right on Bridge Square, and so it's a wonderful organization, a great association, great people to work with, of course.
Oh yes,
and just lots of ways to support the community within a chamber membership. So. We're going to be crazy and throw that out for 2 days only.
Yeah, whether you're in Northfield, really outside of Northfield, as you mentioned before, it's not restricted to just city limits. If you're from a nearby community, you like to do business in Northfield and such, it's a great way to get to know the town and a great way to have business connections within the city. So
you couldn't
half
have
price,
said that better.
That's almost free.
Yeah. There's a lot of folks at home, you know, doing direct sales now, working out of their home. We've got a Norwex member now, and she joined for the Home and Garden Show a couple of years ago, and she's still active and utilizing chamber benefits. She's going to be at the Home and Garden Show, at Crazy Days.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of benefits, probably too many to mention here, but if you're looking to raise awareness of your business in Northfield, like Jeff said, you don't have to be in the city limits. We've got members from Owatonna and Waseca and Lakeville.
Out of state
and,
even, a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not where you live. It's where you'd like to do business or increase your business.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So
that's wonderful.
Something new.
Crazy Days is a wonderful Northfield tradition. Looking forward to it. It's every year I get up in the morning and think, okay, 6 o'clock going in is Thursday. And it's like, what? There's a lot more people here than there normally are.
Yay.
Why am I seeing people at 6 o'clock in the morning? I haven't had my coffee yet. I look down the street. The merchants are getting everything ready for that 7 o'clock opening. So looking forward to it tomorrow. Thank you two so much for coming in. We'll talk to you again pretty soon. Thank you. I got an invitation to the summer picnic coming up in August. So I'm looking forward to that in a few weeks.
Wonderful.
All right. That's just one of the things the chamber does.
Just because if you join the chamber, you too can join us for our member appreciation picnic. August 18th.
Thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck. We'll see you around tomorrow. I'm sure you guys are everywhere tomorrow. And so I'll be seeing you somewhere.
I'll be around. We'll be around. Thanks, Jeff.
All right.
Thank you.
That is Jane Bartho and Rachel Trinka from the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.